Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, one and all. This is the one and only Dr. Mustakeem reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri. And guess what? I'm back on the airwaves. And today I'm going to empower us about crystals, teas, and brain herbs. You know it's time to activate your productivity. And so through that, we can all talk about how we want to be productive, how there are other times we're more productive than others, but how do we harness the activity or our productivity every day? Or how do we begin to use the world around us? Well, that's what I want to talk about, because I operate in another realm of productivity, because not just because I was raised to understand the integration of time management and productivity, but also because in my own everyday life evolution, I now really use crystals and teas, and I've always used brain herbs. What? Time to get on with it. Time to start talking about it. Time to start integrating it in your life. So I have a variety of things to empower you. We have about 11 crystals. We got a few teas and a few brain herbs. So again, crystals, teas, and brain herbs. It is time to activate your productivity. So where I want to start, in fact, I'll tell you, there's always a method in all the vibrational things that are happening when I speak, when I'm talking. And right now, I'm holding a labradorite, this beautiful crystal that is huge. It's almost as big as my hand. This I'm using to help me speak. Crystals align to your magnetic field. It can transform a home, an office, and you, and all of it all at once. So that's the first crystal I wanted to start with. Look up labradorite. It's beautiful. It looks like a rainbow sort of inside of this massive crystal. The next thing I want to go to is sometimes we got to clear out low vibrations or keep people out. Yeah, I kind of sometimes do that. People have no idea that crystals are strategically moved throughout my home or my office. So if you want to really begin to step into that, look for selenite. S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E, selenite. It's a beautiful white crystal. It's very fragile. And it oftentimes can look like a long stick or smaller pieces. You can arrange it. Now, it can get cold for those who are vibrationally sensitive, but selenite is a great crystal to begin to sort of clear out, detoxify from the lower vibrations. Also look into tourmaline. Tourmaline is one of the most powerful sort of dark energy, that lower vibration that you really want to keep the toxic things, environments, and people away. Tourmaline. Now, that's a strong one. All crystals are strong, and they have different frequencies and vibrations. Now, if you want to get grounded, where you're like, I'm flying here, I got this, I got that, I got all these things going on, look into hematite. Hematite will bring you so grounded. Hematite. You still with me? Lapis lazuli. Do you have a speech that you need to give? Is there something that you really want to activate your throat, your voice, your third eye? Lapis lazuli is good for you. LAPIS LAZULI. Get some lapis lazuli in your life. You won't even stop talking. In fact, I have a lapis lazuli tree sitting here looking at me. Now, if you want to really harness what you love, just all over, you want to magnify it, get yourself some rose quartz. Oh, it's such a beautiful energy. In fact, I'm holding a piece of rose quartz right now because I love what I do. I'm not bound to one thing. Vibrationally, we all are connected to so much more. Now, when you really want to gain some deep insight, focus, and clarity, Tiger's Eye will take you there. Tiger's Eye will take you there. Now, if you want to harness your creativity, your intuition, and you really want to operate in a softer energy, look for Moonstone. Powerful stuff. Again, still not done, because we've got two more important ones, and I'll go back over it, empower us in all these ways. Shungite, that's what everybody's talking about now. Welcome to the club, world. You all are just now getting hip to Shungite. I use Shungite in my water. It's a detoxifier, and the water tastes so much better with Shungite. I've seen the Home Shopping Network where all of a sudden, get your Shungite bracelet, get your Shungite necklace, whatever. However, get some Shungite in your life. Now, my number one, activator, the number one crystal that has helped me to show up even when I don't want to show up, to help me just, I got to get this done, I got to do this. Carnelian, C-A-R-N-E-L-I-A-N. Woo, baby, it'll take it to the next level. That crystal alone, which I have, in fact, three big old pieces sitting in here as we're talking. Carnelian helped me to finish all four of my books. Carnelian, get it in your life. Now, I'm fortunate that I come from a family where herbs, they matter. They're everywhere. I have a long line of that, whether it was for farming herbs or planting and all that sort of stuff. But now I was fortunate to grow up knowing about the power of teas and herbs. And so there are three herbal teas that I use regularly that I want to empower you on. And the first is, whether you say turmeric or turmeric, it's powerful, and you can get it in tea form. I have been taking turmeric capsule form, which we'll get into in a moment, but turmeric has been strong in my life for over 25 years. It is a daily thing whenever it's available, all the time. That golden stuff will activate your brain to the next level. Woo! Wake up! Turmeric is great. Holy basil, or what people may call Tulsi tea, that will help you to find the middle ground in order to really step into the productivity that you want. So again, turmeric and also holy basil, or what some people call Tulsi tea. Now, my game changer, the one that helped me to write Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, that, whoa, two-time award winning, because I had a mother who's still here with us. Thank you. But she made sure that I had this tea that would energize you and help you to really focus and just take productivity to the next level. And that's yerba mate. It's a Brazilian tea, and oh, it's amazing. So I've been taking that or taking that in tea form at least about a good 15 years. Great stuff. Great. Now we want to get into what I know everybody's been waiting on. And we just got just a few. The brain herbs. There's one thing of vitamins, there's herbs, but there's the things that we want to integrate to help trigger the brain, to help bring it alive. I happen to come from a mom who's a techie, who's in the brain nerves, who's in all these various things of how do we electrify the brain. So she and I were always looking for the best product. Coconut oil is something that I don't know how I drift in and out, and it's some great stuff. And now I'm back on it because it just really seems to move the wheel in the right way. I just feel good in and out, but it really activates my brain. Spirulina, whoa, great stuff. That is like a blue-green algae that is just good for the entire body. But I was introduced to it if I wanted to take my brain to the next level, and spirulina has really been an activator for me in that way. So again, under the teas, I was mentioning about turmeric or turmeric. So I take turmeric, and you should. But you should also begin to understand there's a whole other industry that on one side of a grocery store, it can be about $10. And then on the other side of the grocery store, or even Walgreens or wherever that you may find it, it could be almost $50. Don't be fooled. Turmeric, you should be able to smell it through the bottle. Turmeric, turmeric, turmeric. And the reason I got onto it was because hearing that there were lower instances of Alzheimer's in other parts of the world where there was higher consumption of it, it just really made me see the power in how this golden powder could electrify my brain. The next thing that I've been taking now for, I use myself as a guinea pig. I don't rely on other people for those types of things because I'm willing to try and see what happens. Haritake, spelled H-A-R-I-T-A-K-I. It is a super brain food. Haritake. Ooh, it puts oxygen in your body. It detoxifies, but your brain comes alive. I cannot emphasize it enough. Stuff is amazing. Next thing, I have really, woo, COVID has got me. I need to find my middle ground. I need that all the time. Calm ASAP is the game changer. It helps me to feel bliss. It helps me to just, ooh, I got all these things to do. Let's do it. I feel good about it. That's a brain, that's an activator for me. Now, the next one, look, I was just having a nice little twig before I called, before I began to empower you all. And that is this product called Ethereum Gold, or also Colloidal Gold. There's a product called Focus Brain. Woo, 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 game changer, baby. It will turn it up. So I just add some powder to my water. It's tasteless. It's wonderful. Wow. Can't say it enough. I used it when I was taking care of my mother, who's a 5-time stroke survivor. And it would turn her brain alive. Now, one of the last, most powerful, most potent, that when I know it's time to get work done, when I take that, which is every day, or at least during the week, Guarana, G-U-A-R-A-N-A. Get thee some Guarana in your life. Now, there, with all herbs, it's all about the milligrams. Well, my life has changed once I found a much higher milligram. So I take, let's just say, at least 3,000. And this stuff is powerful. But my energy can just fly through the cosmos. And I need to harness that so I can get more done in smaller amounts of time. So Guarana is great. Again, there's various types of brands, but I would say look for a higher milligram. We've gone over a whole lot. This is exciting. Now, I want to end just as a little bonus, just to give up a little something extra. I know some of you all out there are still trying to figure out your sleep. How can we go to sleep? Some people are faced with insomnia. Let me tell you, valerian is powerful. It could bring an elephant down. Valerian, but you got to go for the higher milligram. Because, see, my mother, again, when I was taking care of her, her brain functions at a very high level, even after 5 strokes. So that meant she was always awake and always on the computer. And I had to figure out, how do we get her to go to sleep and get good sleep? So she and I would try sometimes melatonin. Melatonin, okay, cool, great. Valerian, but at 1,500 milligrams. That, I won't take unless I really want to go so deep. There is actually one other one. It'll come back to me. But there's just so many different ways to activate the brain and activate your productivity. So, again, I've been talking about crystals, teas, and brain herbs. So just to sort of mention it again, I gave you 11 crystals: carnelian, rose quartz, lapis lazuli, tiger's eye, moonstone, labradorite, selenite, tourmaline, hematite, shungite. Teas, herbal teas, you need some in your life? I got 3 that I offered, and I'm only offering those that work, that I use, not just, ooh, I just found it yesterday. No, I've been using this for decades, my whole life maybe, some of this stuff. Herbal teas, we got 3, turmeric, holy basil, or what some people may call Tulsi tea, and yerba mate. Cannot emphasize it enough. Those 3 are extremely powerful. Get it in your life. Think about it. See what happens. Brain herbs. I gave you 7. We talked about coconut oil, haritake, spirulina, calm ASAP, turmeric capsule, Ethereum gold, or what people will call colloidal gold. And the brand that I use, or at least what the name of it is, Focused Brain. And then the last, most powerful, most important of all the brain herbs that I'm like will take you to the next level is guarana. Get thee some guarana in your life. And again, if you are challenged by sleep, we all need sleep. Because when you get sleep, then you can get up and you can produce and you can be even more creative on the path. So look for some valerian, but look for the high dosage. You can go ahead and play around with 100 and see what happens. It's laughable. Go with a higher milligram, 1,500 milligram or something like that. So today, as any other day, it's all about empowering people in this whole process. People always ask me, what can I do? How can I continue to speed up the productivity? And what I've provided today is, there are different ways, layers, frameworks to expand your life. This is not every day. This isn't entertainment. This isn't, oh, yeah. No. We all got things to do. The world is changing all the time, and it's about working within those vibrations. So in talking about crystals, it's about getting you to move towards this vibrational center of an energy source that can change the magnetic field in the ways that you want. You want focus. You want clarity. You want a detoxing of low vibration, all these sort of things. And with herbal teas, it's a whole other integration in the body in the same way that brain herbs are. So I know that it's for some people, I'm telling you what you already know, but yet I wanted to empower, because that's how I was raised, to empower those around us and the masses. You don't sit back and wait. Oh, waiting on somebody to ask me. No, I'm going to tell you right now, because this is Saturday, because it matters, and because this is where and how my brain works. I go to what helped me this week. Where and how do I need to vibrationally reset some things around me? So go be empowered. Go look up what you see are some great websites out there. I could direct us in all kinds of different ways, but I'd rather direct you to the actual center. It's just less about brand, and with crystals, the brand is itself universal. It's powerful, it's magnetic, it's cosmic. With teas, it's herbal. With brain herbs, it's herbal, but it also is activating all the various contours within your brain, your brain. So I hope that you have been empowered on a high level, because I feel inspired all over again. I feel like I just want to hug more crystals and help take me to the next level. I have so much that I have to do in the same ways that I'm sure you do and you do and you do. We all have something to do. But then, of course, yes, it is about, do you feel like doing it? But then the other side of it is, how can I use the energy to help me be more productive? And that's what you should think about. I would encourage you. It's not about following in any particular way of other people, but finding the best way for you, finding your clarity, finding your source of strength and just personal power to drive through. We have so much that is coming. We're all beginning to move back to school. And that means a whole lot of things. For certain people, they were already in homeschool. For others, now there's the integration online. For others, they are being be life learners. Well, be empowered on how to go deep in your work, in your writing, in your speaking, in doing that which all that you intend to manifest. So I'm just speaking truth and providing us some tools along the way. Again, that's what I do. All right. I think you've gotten all that, even more than enough. Go look for, if anything else, go look for some carnelian. Go look for some yerba mate. Go look for some shungite. Go look for some guarana. And I was just giving you some high points to say that those three, even if that alone, powerful. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Shwani Musiki, the only one in the wizard world. And I've been reporting to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. And today we talked about crystals, teas, and brain herbs. It's time to activate your productivity. I'm the only one in the ethers, in the multiverses. Reach out, contact, I'm everywhere. I'm in a whole lot of different places, but more importantly, you can look me up at drmooseking.com. I'm in a lot of different places, but I also am that author of that bloody book, Flavor at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. That book happened because vibrationally, things and tools were used, vibrational tools were used to assist completion. So may you be empowered. May you activate your productivity on every level that you can imagine. Never ask for permission. Use what can take you to your highest ground, and most of all, to take your mind to the absolute next level. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shwani Musiki in the world and the planets and the multiverses. And we have been really helping you to take it to the next level. All right, here's the future. All right.